Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness, and today is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. That's the first time that we are going to be saying that year, because this is the first episode of this, and we're on episode number 255 of our Wednesday Wisdom podcast dropping, which seems pretty crazy, as this has been now, I think we're going on year five of this, and I keep thinking people want to hear me, so and people tell me that they don't mind it, so we're going to keep doing it until the wheels fall off. So first things first, today, I'm recording this on Wednesday, and today and tomorrow we're supposed to get some heavy rain here in town. So number one, be safe if you're driving to the gym, work, everywhere you got to go. And we're doing our best to make sure that you guys don't miss a beat. If you aren't aware, where we live, there might be the possibility of us not leaving where we live. We might be kind of reined in, so to speak, because some of the roads get so bad that we can't drive across them. But we're going to do our best to get every class fulfilled the next couple days leading into the weekend as we hit this semi-storm that's coming through for us. So if you're signed up and you're able to make it, drive safe to the gym. We understand if you're a few minutes late, you know, it's okay. Take your time and be safe. With that, what else do we got going on? So it's January. The only things we got going on this month at the gym are us, you know, getting back to it. If you took some time off because you're out of town or the holidays and whatnot, we ease back into it with the full month of training, right? We're there Monday through Thursday with our classes, Friday morning, open gym, Saturday, run clubs and 10 round, all that good stuff. And then the other thing that we have going on is our sweatshirt order. We're going to put in that order probably a week from today. So next Wednesday, we'll stop taking orders, pre-orders anyways, and we'll, make that order. They're $35. I have the look of it. Some of you like it, some of you don't. I get it. I can't please everybody. But yeah, first garment of the year, that's going to be, order will be in a week. We'll put the order in a week, and that's the only thing we got going on in January. But coming up in February, be on the lookout for a ruck that we're going to do on a Sunday. And then from there on out, we'll have at least one thing a month, if not more, as this year rolls on. So here we go. Beginning of the year, new years, new people, new goals, new resolutions. And I'm going to talk about resolutions here for a little bit. Because a lot of people, you know, that's the big thing, right? That's everybody's, it's the new year, it's, you know, new slate and whatever, and I have this resolution to make. I'm going to encourage you away from that thought process though. It's the year started and now I got to get this thing done, or these are the things that I want to accomplish because most of you know, and the gym is a great, it's a great way to show people different aspects of like everyday life when it comes to the gym. Like, for example, I want to lose 10 pounds this year, but by the end of January, I haven't lost 5, so I'm just going to stop, right? And then February through December, I'm going to do fuck all and not work towards that goal. Because I said it at the beginning of the year, that means I have until the end of the year to get it done, if that's what I'm giving myself as a deadline. It could be anything, though. Like, this goes hand in hand with, well, I want to start a business or I want to write that book. It may not happen in a year. So depending on how, I mean, you have to think about that, right? This is it's a new year, and a lot of people have these grand ideas and they only give themselves a couple weeks to work on it before they kind of give up. But don't forget, you told yourself probably at the beginning of the year, I have the year to do this. The year doesn't end when February starts, right? That's month two. So, and I'm going to give you the perfect example from myself. This year, I would love to go back and get into jiu-jitsu and at the end of the year compete. And I had some, I have some high anxiety about going back for some reason. So I sat down and kind of dove into that. And it's not so much going to jiu-jitsu, it's making sure I make the time to go to jiu-jitsu. I was kind of like forcing it into my schedule rather than just letting it kind of fall into the place that it should. And once I realized like I was forcing a lot of the timing that I would have to make it, plus the things that I also have to do the same days I would be able to make it, it made more sense to start jiu-jitsu a little later because I give myself the end of the year to do a competition, right? And if I get 4 months solid, at least I'll probably get more in. I'll probably find myself in the jiu-jitsu gym probably around, you know, March time. So I still have plenty of time to accomplish that goal, right? That was a goal of mine, not a resolution of mine. So think about that as well. Like, I had this thing that I wanted to do right off the bat, but then things just kind of didn't, they weren't fitting together. I was forcing them together, which is at right now, like, that's not what I want to do. So I'll adjust and I'll start a little later. Nothing else changes in my life, right? And once I start a little later, I'll still have enough time to obtain that goal and I'll work hard at it. I'll have to probably work a little harder at it, which is like drilling at home, making as many open mats as I can, asking as many questions as I can, because I'll be a couple months, you know, behind what I wanted to start at, but I'm still going to accomplish it. And so now my timeline shifted a little bit and I know that it's an end of the year goal, not an end of the month goal, which is perfectly okay to switch that up, right? I can switch that up. I can switch things up at the gym. Here's another example. Like, I'm switching things up with the gym and how we are going to do a couple workouts probably throughout the week. We started today with a little different setup, and I hope you guys liked it. I'm going to try to incorporate this style a little bit more with what we're doing today on this Wednesday. And same thing goes for like at home, right? Like, so I'm getting out of my comfort zone a little bit with how I normally program versus how I program for today. And that's another thing that I'm trying to mix and match, right? Like, I've had this plan for, you know, months. I've kind of gone off the same programming, you know, and it was working. I think you guys were enjoying it. People were telling me they were enjoying it. But it's okay to also throw in a switch it up here and there. Same thing at home, right? Like, if you have a certain schedule that you like to keep, but you can accomplish something a little bit more for you. You know, maybe it's I do the dishes every night, but tonight I'm going to ask my wife to do them because I would like to go and read that book or write that chapter or study that thing, whatever it is. Don't make anything a resolution. Bring it back to making it a goal, right? If I have a goal of something, I need to find the time. And if I need to find the time, then I have to maneuver some things. And my thing was, it was forced. So I'm going to put that on the back burner just for a little bit. And now I can still do all the other things that I wanted to accomplish. But I still have to make the time for it. So making the time for your goals is huge to get past the January, I don't even know what to call that, like the January slump. I don't know. That's why you see a bunch of people in, you know, conventional gyms. They flood in January and then they're all gone by February because they couldn't lose that 100 pounds that they wanted to that first month. Another thing that I'm working on is we had a little thing over at the gym this past weekend, and I did a little talk, and although I don't think it was very good, it was the start of something, I think. And it was the start of being in front of people, letting them know how things can be achieved, and how to plan accordingly, pretty much. And so a goal of mine this year as well is get in front of more people and spread that kind of word. And it started this past weekend. So just giving you guys an idea of, like, that was one thing. And then I had to, like, so the jiu-jitsu thing, I had to alter. But the speaking thing, I can practice as much as I want and getting better throughout the year. So I already did one thing this month where I talked to people. Well, now I can probably try to do that again if I were to plan it for next month. So maybe next month you might see, you know, with our ruck in February, we might go ahead and throw one of these little, you know, goal setting sessions. And I got a little bit of feedback, so I know what to adjust and maybe what to focus on that would help people a little bit more. So just getting better at something, that's another goal of mine this year. And I'm saying all this pretty much to come to what we decided was our Book of MEF quote for this week, the first week of the year. And what it what all this boils down to is you guys doing something on a daily basis that is leading to the bigger overall goal, whatever that is, whatever your overall goal is, whatever you want to accomplish, whatever you want to achieve for this year, for the rest of your life, for the next 5 years, 10 years, month, whatever it is, whatever the timeline is that you set for yourself. And that quote was this: not every day is life changing, but every day life changes. Make sure you make it for the better. And that is probably like when I'm pretty sure that's a quote somewhere. I even asked my wife. I haven't Googled it yet, but I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere. I like at least a variation of it. But I was sitting down late last year, and I thought to myself, man, now that the lawsuit's over, what do I get to, like, what can I go and do now? Like my mind felt so much more free. Like there was a lot more free space because the stress just kind of left over, you know, a couple days, and I just felt better. And I thought, man, what can I do today? And that's when I like realized, it hit me, I can't change my life today, but I can start the little steps that eventually do lead to that big change. So again, not every day is life changing, but every day life changes, and you should always make it for the better. Again, whether it's putting aside time to write that book, write that chapter, you know, brush up on that resume, ask for that raise, you know, ask the person out, go for a heavier lift, you know, whatever it is. It should always be for the better for you. And if you can, drag other people along with you. If you can make something better for you, you might as well share that wealth and make it better for others. So that's it. Little steps. Be aware of things can change, and they can change early on. They can change late. I mean, I could imagine that if I was, you know, deciding to go to jiu-jitsu and then something came up, I'd have to plan around that as well. So that's also going in my thought process. As soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to write down, well, what happens if X, Y, and Z? Because if I have the plan, then I can stick to the plan, and nothing will bother me so much that I stop doing it or just give up or whatever the case may be. So that's it, guys. This is the first one of the new year, number 255. I hope you stay dry today and tomorrow. We'll do our best to get all those classes that are on the schedule all coached up and done. I'm going to enjoy my coffee now and hang out with my kids. So have a great day, everybody. We'll see you in the gym.